He wanted to go to Alaska and make sure to cross all 50 states off his bucket list. That's how Cole Guidry's initial idea for this road trip began. He says it eventually evolved into an 8-week, 15,000-mile cross-country excursion that would hopefully inspire people along the way to do something they might be nervous to do before it was too late. In 2015, Guidry's father passed away unexpectedly. Then last year, he also lost his mother. While he was going through her things, he found a letter she had written to him years earlier but had never sent.
It's basically just a mother describing why she loves her son so much. And in it, she goes on and on about how proud of my writing and my art and my humor. And there's a line where she says, you know, use those things to change the world or change the way people view it. And that line was really impactful for me because I wanted to do it. I didn't want to let my mom down.
Starting from his home state of Michigan in early June, his first stop was Dyersville, Iowa, at the Field of Dreams.
There's something just really magical about that place. It still looks very much like the movie. Before I left, I watched the movie again for some – I don't know why, but I watched the movie. And at the very beginning, Kevin Costner says, I'm 36 years old and I feel like I haven't done anything special with my life. And it just hit. You know, it was like, oh, like that's me. Like I connected with the character. So I was like, now I have to stop. It's on the way. And I just feel like that's a great launching point for everything that I'm doing. I'm trying to do something special. And here's something that they've kept alive all these years.
From there, he went through Nebraska and into Colorado, meeting up with friends he hadn't seen in 15 years. His sister met him in Denver, and together they drove up through Wyoming and Montana to spread their parents' ashes before parting ways in Billings so Guidry could continue his trip through to Salt Lake City. He says a moment he'd had near the Bonneville Salt Flats many years ago was part of the reason why his red couch came with him on this trip.
When I was 21, I think, I took a picture. I was driving a truck that had a bunch of marketing material in it, one of which was a big red couch. And the truck broke down in the Salt Flats and it was going to take the tow truck 4 or 5 hours to get to us. So we got so bored, we started pulling stuff out and taking pictures. One of those pictures is me laying on a red couch in the Salt Flats. So when I was putting this idea of a trip together, I looked over one day and I saw the picture on the wall. And I'm like, well, why don't I just do that everywhere? Just bring that couch and take that picture everywhere I go. And that's kind of where it started with the couch. So I wanted to recreate that picture.
After leaving Bonneville, he continued through Nevada and up into Oregon, hopping on over to the Pacific Coast Highway, heading north through Washington, and then into Canada towards Alaska, which he says has been his favorite part of his trip.
Just those long stretches of absolutely nothing. And then when you do stop, it's one thing. It's a gas station / restaurant / hotel / gift shop / and that's it for the next 60 to 80 miles. And you walk in and everyone is super nice. It's almost like stepping back in time. Like I felt like I was traveling in the 50s or 60s where that's just how you did business. You know, there was no credit card reader at the pump. You pumped and went inside and said, oh, I just pumped this many liters, and they just believed you. So there was something really wholesome and honest about that experience that kind of reignited my faith in humanity and, you know, that there is a whole lot of world out there that's not the world that I was left, you know, that busy, got to go work, meetings, 60-hour work weeks kind of lifestyle. There is a completely – there's another side to it, and you have options. If that's, you know, one way or the other, whatever you choose, there's – you can build that life.
On his way back down through Canada, Guidry went through Banff and back through Montana before reaching North Dakota, where he took in the Medora musical and explored the Enchanted Highway before moving on toward Fargo. He says his mother always called him a loner, so the solo road trip hasn't been too stressful on him, but he also hasn't been completely alone either.
So Mr. Bear was he was a gift from my coworkers at my going away party. Really, they just didn't want me to travel alone. So it was half gag gift but half, you know, serious. And so I took it seriously. And as soon as I got Mr. Bear, you know, he sits in the front seat. He's buckled in. He's propped up so he can see. He's very much a part of the trip. There's something about him. People really, really like Mr. Bear. I get a lot of comments about how he's doing, where he's at, especially when I take a picture without him. Ultimately, at least how I'm viewing it, he's kind of like that child version of me. He's very much treated like a child, and he acts like a child a lot of the times. So for me, I get to really play with that kind of symbolism and imagery of, you know, this it is me on this trip, but I'm trying to reconnect with a younger version of myself.
Once he moves on from Fargo, Guidry plans to head toward Duluth before crossing Wisconsin and heading back into Michigan. He and Mr. Bear have seen a lot of places and people along the way, but he mostly hopes to have inspired others to do something a little crazy with their own lives while they can.
Now that it's coming to an end, I really don't want to stop for very selfish reasons. I think I've learned a lot about myself. The feedback that I've gotten from people who follow has been incredibly positive. You know, people say that they've changed the way that they see things, and that I've encouraged them to, you know, maybe do something, even if it's small, that they're more willing to get up, get out, and do it instead of waiting for the perfect time.
You can follow the adventures of Cole Guidry, Mr. Bear, and their red couch on Facebook at Have Couch Will Travel or at HaveCouchWillTravel.com. For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.